Boss Man Show here, Coach Nico Medved, Colorado State Rams, 8-2 on the year out of the Mountain West Conference. Coach, how things out you guys out in Colorado, man? Is it real cold out there, man?
You know what? I tell you what, it's not too bad. Like, you know, we get a lot of sunshine out here. We might get a little bit of snow, but all in all, it's been pretty nice. And the one thing that is cool about basketball, we always play in the gym. So it's 70 degrees and nice, you know, wherever we are. But weather's been good. The sunshine's out, and it always feels a little bit better when you're fortunate enough to win.
You got that right, Coach. Let me ask you about that, man. This year's been a very trying year for you guys. Been trying with COVID, trying to keep guys healthy and stopping and starting. So how do you guys approach that, kind of make sure your guys are mentally stable and fresh and very, very flexible with it when things might not go their way, we get postponed or canceled? Or how do you all kind of manage this whole weird year you guys going through right now?
And you're right about that. It is. And I think the word you said is flexible. I mean, you constantly have to be flexible and understand, you know, things could change on a moment's notice. You know, what you have planned today could be completely flipped on its head, and just kind of accepting that and, you know, roll with the punches and control with, you know, what you can control. And our group's done a good job. You know, we got shut down. We had made it the whole summer. We got shut down 4 days before we were going to start the season.
Wow.
We were paused for 3 weeks, and that really hurt us. That was a tough thing mentally, you know, and physically. And then we've been fortunate enough now coming back to kind of get on a roll. And once we kind of got our feet underneath us a little bit, we've played pretty well. But when you see it all over the country, it's such a different year. It's so trying, but I'll tell you this, just, I'm so blessed that we get a chance to play. And,
oh, yes.
You know, being in those locker rooms after the game, and, you know, when you win a big game and seeing the joy on the players' faces and the people, it's just that it makes you realize, hey, this is why we do what we do. And so I'm so glad that our guys are having an opportunity to experience that when so many people right now in the world are not.
And, Coach, I'm talking about this to my listeners that, you know, the wins and losses this year count more because so much is going in to get those wins. All the testing, all the protocols, having to be responsible at all times, watching everything you do, because one slight slip-up can be 14 days for a program. It can kill it all. Thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get complacent. And you said one bad decision. It's kind of a microcosm of life, you know. It's just – it's so hard to you know, make the right decisions over and over, and you don't always get praised, but one bad decision, you know, can affect everything. And so I think, yeah, those things are just magnified like crazy. But like I said, it's just, there's so much that goes into it. This has been difficult for everybody. Everybody's been affected by this in some form or fashion, you know, at home, at work, in their personal lives. And but again, just, I'm so thankful that our guys are having an experience to feel what it's like to be together, to play, to win. And even though there's no fans and all that, still that the joy of doing that together is so cool. And it's making it a memorable year. One, we made it always feel that way, but I tell our guys, one day you're going to tell stories to your kids about year and this season.
And Coach, you know what I've noticed about your teams and how together they are. You know, I see you guys, I watch the video of your team playing, man. They're so together. They're so in tune to you and your staff. And even when a turnover happens, something bad happens, they just bounce back. And I'm like, wow, that's great to see that these young men are embracing this weird year. And I think they're even closer than they would be normally because of all things you have to go through together. You're just a family now, the Ram family. It's about, we all as one, that we mentality, trying to overcome all this together and be one and get this season off and get everybody the money they need for the tournament in March here.
I think that's a great point. You know, I'm really lucky. I've got a really good group of young men, and they're really close. They all really like each other. They love being around each other. And this has made it so much better. And you're right. We're a together group. And you're right. I think maybe in a way, going through this together makes them even closer, makes them even appreciate each other more, maybe even makes them appreciate getting to do what they love to do every day even more, you know, knowing how quickly that can be taken away from them. And so I think that's a good, but we are a together group. We're a competitive group. We've been through a lot, and that just starts with having the right people. And I've got a great staff that way too. And we really enjoy being around each other. And that has showed up on the court in us being able to win a lot of these close games.
And coach, how was that ramp up? You know, come off the pause, right? And trying to get guys back in shape. So how was that? Because you don't want to get guys going back full bore again and cause a knee, ankle, shoulder, groin, it lags all year long and it never goes away. So how are you trying to manage that, keep your guys from getting hurt, from coming back from being inactive for 14 so days there?
Man, that's a great question. I don't know that there's any right or wrong answer. I think, you know, with our situation and probably a lot like others here, there's a difference between somebody who's recovering from COVID and somebody who was just, you know, out because of contact tracing. And so when you're recovering from COVID-19, there's obviously medical protocols you've got to go through to work yourself back. And so I think, you know, challenge of those things of trying to piece it all together and trying to get back in shape and realizing that you're not, no matter what you do, you're not going to be back in, you know, game shape until you start playing games again, you know? And so managing their minutes, managing, you know, trying to get them in shape, but at the same time, not trying to push them over the top where they end up getting hurt, like you said. And so we did the best we could. Like I said, those first three games for us out of the gate, we were a little rusty. And then I think as we finally got through those three games and then into the fourth game, and now that we've gotten into a little bit of a rhythm, knock on wood, been able to keep going. You know, now I think we're through that, but it's not easy. I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. And I suppose every team's probably a little bit different.
And coach, I've noticed this watching games, is a lot of more basic sets, defensive, offensively, not so much complex stuff, you know, kind of just simple stuff, switching one through four, going simple zones, not too much complexity to it. So you notice that as the games go more and more, then more teams are starting to add more stuff to kind of prepare for it. Now, earlier in the year, kind of play hard and defend, rebound, effort, but now it's more so adding in their stuff now, adding more stuff to kind of work off what they showed on film last game. So you know, as you kind of prepare for teams now going forward?
Yeah, I think there's no question. I mean, people are always evolving, getting better, changing. I think you got to look back to even in the off season, people didn't have as much of an off season as they normally have, you know, time together. And even when they did get back together, there were so many different restrictions or protocols. And so, and then, you know, like for us, we're in the meat of our conference season and we've only played 10 games. Typically, you would have played, you know, 16 already by now. And so I think that every team's still growing and evolving here. It just feels different. And I think that's what you're seeing is as teams keep going on and they keep playing, they're starting to figure out who they are, what they need to do to be successful. And if that's, you know, maybe tweaking some schemes on both ends of the floor. Obviously the film gets out, people start scouting you and doing different things. And so that's kind of when some of the chess match starts to happen. But that's what makes it fun. And in our league, we're playing these back-to-back games. You know, we play a Thursday, Saturday, Wednesday, playing the same team. I think that's kind of cool. We don't get to do that. You know, only the NBA gets to do that. And that kind of adds a whole nother dimension that I think is actually kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, especially on that second game, knowing the chess match of changing up with a call here or there and a tweak to a play here or there. I think that's really cool. And the you guys getting actually a break. Now, some conferences are really like back-to-back, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I feel bad for those kids on that second night when they have that attrition of trying to win that second game and they run out of gas. And even the Hawks in Atlanta, like they played the Nets and won at night the next night. Up by 15 to the Cavaliers, hit the wall and lost. So it's kind of fun, that dynamic of the attrition as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just all that stuff. And you know, we don't get to do that in college. So for us, it's so different playing that same team like that. And what kind of adjustments do you make? You know, you don't want to outthink yourself too, and you still got to do what you do well. But, you know, now having done that, you know, a few times now in our league, you know, I'm learning and hopefully, you know, it makes you a better coach. I think the players enjoy a little bit of it. I know we'll go back to doing it the way we used to do it next year, but it's just kind of been a unique dynamic that, I don't know, I kind of like it.
Now, your conference is very tough. The Mountain West Coast, to me, is very tough. You know, you got Utah State's always up there, man, San Diego State, you know, all these different schools, Boise as well, man. So talk about how deep your conference is, how tough it is to each night to play these teams who are very talented. They don't get the run because you're all out on the West Coast, but it's a lot of great ball out there, man, in the Mountain West.
Yeah, I mean, I think today I looked, I mean, we have four teams in the top 50 in the net, you know, right now. So, I mean, we have four, you know, teams and a lot of other talented teams, and it's a really good year in the league. And it looks to me like to see how it shakes down here in the next month, but another year of being a multiple bid, you know, NCAA tournament league. And there's really good players, really good coaches. I think our new television deal has been awesome that we've started this year. I think that fans all over the country now are seeing, you know, we have an FS1 deal. You know, we've been on FS1 a couple of times. We were on the main CBS against San Diego State a couple of weeks ago. I think the game on Saturday between Utah State and San Diego State's on the main CBS. So I think us getting out there more on those networks is allowing, you know, more fans around the country to see the quality of basketball and get some exposure for the league. And the league is having a good year, and I think it's really on an upward swing. I think the league is going to continue to get better and better, and that's awesome.
It helps you recruiting as well, that exposure, because, you know, like, you know, come on, show in Atlanta, here, number 9 market in the country, be on CBS. I mean, that helps guys see, okay, there's more than just the schools in my backyard. If I can play good basketball, guess what? Somebody will recruit me, and they'll find me, and I can go out there and play ball in a great state like Colorado, where it's real fun out here. I love your state. It's very fun out there. It's a little too cold for me, but I like it, but it's not cold.
Oh, come on, man. It wasn't snowing in Colorado the other day. It was snowing in Atlanta, but – No, I'll tell you this, and I spent a lot of time down south. You have one of the most beautiful parts of the country down there in Georgia and South Carolina, but it is awesome out west. I mean, we have just a great spot out there too. And so, like I said, I think it's cool for people to get exposure and to see how nice it is, and the quality of basketball that we play out there is really fun. And so the world just becomes smaller and smaller. But I think it's great that people are getting to watch the Mountain West play.
Was recruiting via Zoom? I know you guys had to see guys in person. So how was that recruiting via Zoom this time around? Kind of sign your classes going forward via the Zoom, showing this campus, doing it that way.
Man, it stinks. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It is what it is, but it stinks. And I feel so bad for the young men and the prospects, you know, not having the opportunity to go through, you know, what everybody else did, to being able to visit these campuses and to spend the time. And it's hard for us too. I mean, that's the greatest investment you make, is giving a young man a scholarship, and not being able to spend, you know, that face-to-face time in a young man's, you know, place is really difficult, but you make the most of it. It is what it is. And I think we'll continue to use Zoom. I think we're also figuring out, hey, there's a lot of things that we've been able to do, you know, doing this that we weren't doing before. And like, well, why weren't we should have been doing more Zoom calls with recruits and their parents. Now, you can't do that in place of the in-person. You still have to do the in-person too. But I do think that there's some of this stuff that has been good. But man, I can't wait to go back and be able to do home visits again and to go down and get in these young men's environment and get to see what makes them tick and get to meet the people around them and them getting to meet us and spend more time with us. I think that's really, really good for everybody.
And Coach, I'll think about this on my end. Like, do I still want to do Zoom calls after we go back to the studio? I was like, I think I can do a Zoom from my basement. I can see you guys or be on the phone, which I can see you, rather than be on the phone. So I think it's cool for me, the radio guy, I get to do Zoom, which you guys see you, rather than just be in the studio with a headphone on, talking to you.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that there's something, you know, there's always good things that come out of, you know, tough situations, and we learn to adapt and we'll look at it and we'll say, you know what? Yeah, I don't like doing everything on Zoom. I like to be in person, of course, but there are some things that are really good about it, you know, and, you know, you can get a meeting together with folks. I think it's an interesting, you know, you do something with maybe a former teammates or friends, and you're all sitting around, and it's really hard to get everybody to travel to one city, but you know what? You want to get together for an hour and chop it up about something, or you can show them some video or whatever it is. And I think you can do it in these settings. And I think it's something that we've learned that we probably weren't using enough, you know, in the last few years, that I think we'll continue to use moving forward. But like I said, the other thing that I've learned is there never has been, and there never will be, something better than being face-to-face with somebody, you know, sitting down in a room face-to-face and getting to connect that way is something that I really miss.
Yeah, Coach, you're right, man. I hope for Kevin got in studio with me in Atlanta again, in Midtown Atlanta, because Final Four week, I had interviews set up with a lot of guys, man, coming by studio when it got canceled, man. That broke my heart, man, because I had so many things set up to have guys would come by, see a studio in Midtown, and all of a sudden it was canceled, man. That hurt my heart, Coach. You just don't know, man.
Well, I can believe it, man. I can believe it. And man, I appreciate you, too, you know, having me on and thinking of me. And you guys down south still watching the Rams, that's a good thing.
Now, last one I got for you, Coach. What was your quarantine hobby, man? Miles playing the guitar and walking. What was your quarantine hobby while you was kind of to yourself this summer, man?
Hey man, I got to play more golf in the off season than I've played like in my life. Like I'm fortunate enough to live, and you know, you start to figure it out. You're like, oh man, you know, that was the one thing we could kind of do, you know, outside and still be around. The golf course was open, and so I got to do more of that. Even though I have a young family than I ever have, and it was pretty fun just to, you know, spend some time on the golf course with some people I wouldn't have got to spend as much time with. I'm doing that. So I did enjoy that. That was one real, real positive thing. And I'll probably miss that. I don't think I'll ever get to play that much golf again. So, which isn't bad. I'll be out recruiting. So
I hear that, Coach. But Coach, best of luck to you Saturday. San Jose State coming up there for you on Saturday. Best of luck to you, Coach. And be safe and be blessed, man. I always enjoy our visits. I always love your relationship with the show as well, man. Thank you always for your time, buddy.
Thanks for thinking of me. I appreciate you.
Anytime, Coach. Be easy, man. Talk to you real soon, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Thank you.